We're holding in Chaynus Lavala Shai B'tachim Paragimel. It should be as chus for Shalema for Yehuda's Bas Golda. So his grandmother is having surgery today. If you could bear her in mind in your learning in Tfilis. We ended off, everybody's with bated breath already for 2 weeks, trying to know what the answer to the question is. If the Chaynus Lavala said that the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu obligates a person to be mishtadel for his parnasa is one of two reasons, either as a nisayin to see what's his means of accomplishing his goal of getting parnasa, so it's pashut a nisayin. And the second reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to keep people off the streets. It's the teva sa'adam that they shouldn't be bored. Shimum is mevi'ledei zima, it says, mevi'ledei all types of things, and therefore Torah of Derech Eretz is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says makes it that a person doesn't have time to, when a person's involved in Torah of Derech Eretz, he doesn't have time pasha to do chatayim. So the Tevas Bnei Adam, that a person needs to spend his time 9 to 5 working. So he says, that being the case, somebody that already got to the dargo, that it's not any sign for him. He, no matter what the situation is, he's always Oyver Kadosh Baruch Hu with Bishleimus, with he's Emir Bin Yisayin. And when he has free time, he's not vayidin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he uses his time wisely. So there's no reason that he should have to spend time with involved in making money, making a parnasa. He says, in Echanami, such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu frees them from the obligation of being mishtadol, and they'll get the parnasa even without it. So he says, but we see not that way. And that's where we left off. He says the Chavis Lavavis, Vim Yishal HaShoyel. A person might ask, we see many tzaddikim do not have parnasa except after a lot of time and investment of sweat and tears till they're able to get their money. On the other hand, we find the showing that don't seem to be doing anything that Kadosh Baruch Hu was interested in them doing, and nevertheless they have parnasa b'shefa. How do we understand this? Now Neloi will answer him, Kikvar Chokru Anevim Achasidim B'Shailazu. This is not a new question. This is, don't think that you came up with it in the 21st century, not in the 21st, not in the 20th. It's just thousands of years old. The Nevim already asked this question. Madua Derech Rishoyim Tzalecha. Why is the ways of the Rishoyim Tzalecha successful? V'Navi Achashah Lama Tereini Ovin V'Amal Tabit V'Shayim V'Chomas Lanegdiv Yiriv Modern Yisoh. How is it that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Tzoyvul tolerates all this, all the chatayim of the Rishayim, and he gives them whatever they need? And the Rasha, he's Machter as a Tzaddik, he rules over, he's like the Keter, he's the crown over the Tzaddik. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is quiet when the Rasha swallows up the Tzaddik. The Rishayim, they amassed wealth. The first bunch were all about Rasha v'Tevloi. This is Tzadik v'Ralai. Achrig z'kisi levavi. It's for naught that I have purified my heart. And nevertheless, even though I've purified myself and I've worked on myself to such a great extent, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that nergua kol hayom. He has pains. He's suffering the entire day. Every new day brings new suffering. How is it? It's for naught. And many people, even if they don't express it, they think it subconsciously. For what? What do we have to? What's it all? Why be good? Why be good? We see that the people that are good, they don't have it easy. So for what? There's many psukim that express this idea of Tzadik v'ra'al in Rosh v'tevlei. But they only just asked the question. No one gave an answer. And the reason why the Nevi'im didn't give an answer for this question, because every tzaddik has their own reason. There's no one shoe fits all, one reason that answers all the questions. Everybody's got their own reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Nisayin Ha'ini. And the same thing applies to the Rishayim. Each Rosh has their own reason why he's successful in this world. Therefore, the Nevi'im couldn't give an answer. There's no one answer that fits all, and therefore they didn't give any answer because every tzaddik has his own answer. Maybe there are some answers for some, but that's not going to be an answer for others. And a person's going to tell him, what do you mean? It doesn't apply to this and this person. How come? Ulechein hizbata Moshe Rabbeinu lav ha-shalom al sheila zu kach. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu expressed it so eloquently, and he said, "Hanistaris l'Hashem Elokeinu v'aniglus lanu l'vaneinu." Hanistaris, these are things that are nistar l'Hashem Elokeinu. It's for the Ribbono shel Olam, we can't understand it. Kolayim Hashem Nach Bein Zeh Shepesrene Goli Rak Hashem. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu knows v'imikoy chadim la'sigay. Ushlam Yamelech Achocham Isbati Afuudem L'zeh. And Moshe Grosh V'Gazal Mishpat V'Tzedek Kiryav Medina. Al Tisnam Al Chifes. If you see people, all the rishus that's going on by the rishayim, and they're just doing just fine, Al Tisnam Al Chifes. Don't wonder about it. About a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin, a Kasav Amar, Atzur Tom and Parli Kichol Derach Mishpat. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Tzur Tom and Parli. But he doesn't leave you off with that. We're not going to just leave you off, we don't know. V'chol Zeis Matzah Silenoch In Lasset Lenin Zeh Hezber. However, I want to give an answer. So we should be able to understand a little bit why it is that way. And he gives five different reasons why it is that Rishayim, why Tzadikim have to, first he speaks about Tzadikim, then he goes to the Rishayim. We'll just discuss this week the Tzadikim. But he says, one of the many reasons, why a tzaddik has to work so hard till he has parnasam? Yichol yoyis aver shavar ba'avar shalehu nenash. K'mo yishenemar hin tzaddik baruch yishulam afki rosh v'chayte. It could be one of the reasons is because he did an aver at some point. Now a tzaddik certainly wants to get paid back for his averis in this world and not in the next world. So it could be that in the last 30 years the tzaddik didn't do an aver. Before he leaves this world, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to make sure that he gets paid back. And Mamela Nechanami has to suffer because of that. So does the person see what it is that the tzaddik did wrong? No. The person doesn't see. Could be that it wasn't even 30 days ago, 30 years ago. It could be 30 days ago. Who knows what it was? The person didn't see what it was. It could be that there is etzvos and avera that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay back in this world. In tzaddik baretz yishulam, even a tzaddik gets paid back. Afki rosh v'chayt, certainly a rosh v'chayt is going to get paid back. Don't think that, oh, look, the rishayim, the tzaddikim, they're the ones that have to suffer. No. It's a kol shekein. If even the tzaddikim are suffering, Allah has kama kama, the rishayim will suffer. But that's one reason. One reason could be, it could be because of an aver that he did. The second reason, this is the sugi that we saw of Yisur and Shalavo, that we saw in Brachis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Manasseh person, to give him a nisayin, and give him inu, he gave him suffering. Why? So that he should, at the end of the day, he should have schar shalim. Not just schar shalim, he should have even more schar than he would have gotten without the Yisurim. Yisurim are not only, it's a precious commodity in the next world. Not only does it take care of averis that a person does, but it adds on to his schar, lost his love. The way that the Mefarshim are masbir, what's the inin of Yisurim Shalav? Yisurim Shalav is stamazai, so that he should make him suffer? What's the inin to stam make him suffer? The answer is that there's somebody that has such tremendous love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Avodas Hashem is not a test b'chol for him. It's not an issue. The Meila, something which is so easy for a person, so he doesn't get as much tzar because it's easy. It's the Fum Tzar Agro. Mashenkin, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person Yisurim, then in a Hanami, it makes it difficult for him to Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nevertheless he's Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Fum Tzar Agro, Yitaki gets more tzar. So it's not just Tamazai to give him petch for no reason. It's for the purpose of Imar Tzar to make it that despite the machoivim, despite the suffering that he has, nonetheless he's ever to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I think it says that in the Menachem Tzvi book, that the reason why he once was speaking, I think, to Menachem Silliman, and they were talking about the fact that he has Parkinson's, Vatepis. So he says it could be, he was wondering, maybe the reason is he loves learning so much that, like, for him it's not like a nisayim b'chlal to learn, not to learn. He's just crazy over learning. So Mamela Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that it should be, you know, a little bit hard for him. That it's not so simple to anybody who saw the Rosh Yeshiva when he's giving Shir Klali, when he's giving in his house, just flying all over the place. It was a pachat to see it. But despite it all, nevertheless, he was mashkiyim himself in Limud. That's the second reason. Kedei laharbeit tzchori, lativ chavach risecho. Ulefamim, the third reason, Hashem Yasari Segede Laharis, who Evita Tabori, Vesimcha, Vesaver Panam Yafis, Gam Shusevel, Mayani Visurim. Kidesh, you know the men of the Adam, Kumashidu El Kami Suri Shaliv. Similar to the last answer, but not for the mensch himself specifically. Certainly, the mensch himself is going to get more schar also. But it's for the purpose, it's even more schar. Because not only is he going to get schar because he's Evita Kadosh Baruch Hu, despite the Yisurim, but he also shows other people, look at Rav Nosson Tzvi. From Nosson Tzvi can do it. See how sometimes he would come, he'd come to Shir Klali and he had to stop in the middle. Unfortunately, he didn't have koyach to continue. He would come, I remember he once came to, he came to somebody's Erusin, he couldn't get out of the car. They came out of the car, he didn't have a koyach. He went till the end. And that's it, he just didn't have any more koyach. A person sees that and he says, they always tell it, that was the best Musa Seder, to come watch Shir Klali by Rav Nosson Tzvi. If he could do it, so certainly I could do it. So it's for the purpose of other people saying, look at this, despite the fact that he's suffering so much, it's so hard for him to make a pranas of a chul, and nevertheless, look how he's able to come to Shbaruch Hu. Not only does he gets schar for the fact that he, for his Avodas Hashem, he gets schar for the fact that he helps other people come to Avodas Hashem and say, if he could do it, certainly I can do it. The fourth reason, sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him the nisayin, he gives him the sickness, b'glal rishus b'nei deri, k'nei laharis es chassidusoi, shu evdes alakim kam k'shu medu b'visurim, ulahavlit b'kach es ahevdol shvinei levinim, k'may shenemer, ach achin chilinu hunaso, machavinu sivonam. That sometimes he does it to show the difference between the tzaddik and the rasha. The tzaddik, despite everything, despite the fact that he's getting meduka b'yisurim, despite the fact that he's suffering so much, he's still Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to the Rishayim and the Dor not. And then when it comes to Asilava, and everybody's going to be wondering, like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, they're going to come to Asilava because the Baruch Hu is going to say, who wants to get schar? And everybody lines up, all the Gayim, all the Rishayim, not the Germans, they line up. Well, of course, what do you mean? Mapetom, of course we get schar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are we any different than the Yidden? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why are we any different than the Yidden? Look at what the Yidden did. Despite all the suffering, despite all the everything, nevertheless, they were over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And despite everything that you had, weren't over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once again, also, it's not just for the sake of, it's something which is with a te'elis, and it's not for nothing that he has to do it. There's a purpose behind it. Certainly, he's going to get Tzachalas Lavi for it also. It's not Samazai. Tzachalas doesn't suffer for no reason, just because, so that other people should have an answer for other people. Well, the Fa'amim, and the final reason he says, Sibas Adav Arhiv, Neshulay Mekane, Eskinas Hashem, Limchais Bibnei Duri, Kamish Yadu Alcham, Enish Obnei Eli, Shnem Aralem, Vahyo Kolon Reis, Bibizcho, Yom Lishach, Vais Lahil, Agur, Eskes, Vekik Alechem. Says by Chofni Pinchas, even though Pinchas didn't do the same thing maybe that Chofni did, nevertheless there was a terrible curse that was placed on Bnei Eli, and no one will live to be nobody in their family would live to be more than 20 years old. Says Rabba Abaya, maybe Eli also, and if there were Isaac and Terah, they could live till 40. Isaac and Terah, their Isaac lived till 60. But Be'etzin there was a terrible kala. Why? Because they weren't Meicha. On here it says that they weren't meiche on what other people did, and therefore that means that it's not for an avera that they per se did themselves. That was the first reason. The first reason is an avera that they did themselves, they get paid back. Here's they didn't do an avera themselves, but they weren't meiche on somebody else. The meila they get the einish. That's what Gemara says in Shabbos when you get to the Zman of Beit Hamikdash, the Chorban Beit Hamikdash. It says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Satan started from the Gedolim. What's the reason why? Because they weren't meiche. The Gemara says, even though they knew, it says, Golav Yadu Alafane, that had they been Meicha, they wouldn't have listened. And Midas HaDin said back, in Chanami is Golav Yadu Alafanech, we went to Shalem, but it wasn't Golav Yadu Alafanehem. So there was a time on them. They saw people doing things wrong, and they weren't Meicha. So also that, the fact they weren't Meicha, that's also, though it's an honor of error that they specifically did themselves, but there's a tefillah on them for not being Meicha. So come there, there's at least five different reasons why it could be that tzaddikim have to work and have yisurim v'chulu, despite the fact that they don't have the two reasons that the Chavis Lavava says. So the question is, so how can we know? So what's the purpose? So why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do it this way? Perhaps the tzaddikim, they shouldn't have to do parnasa, but for A, B, C, D, E, F, they have reasons to do it. So you don't gain at the end of the day. What's the reason that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it that even the tzaddikim at the end of the day, even though it doesn't pass the reasons, nevertheless, everybody has a different reason why. So what does it help to be a tzaddik? Because either he has A reason, or he has B reason, or he has C reason, or he has D reason. What's the reason? What does it help at the end of the day? So the truth is that it doesn't say that every tzaddik is like this. Be'etem, the tzaddik is free from the oil of panasa. Now there are tzaddikim that suffer, and not only that, his lashon is, how much is kama? Kama is 2, kama is 100, kama is 1,000. But proportionally, if a person looks at it, he always has those people. It's always the people. What do you mean? How about Chaim Yankel? Harav Hagayin Chaim Yankel, that he doesn't have parnasa. Why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do that? Because, like the Beis Halevi says, he's a Kunjus B'tach, and he says, what happens that we find that Rav Chanina ben Deisa was Malumet B'nisim? We don't have as many Nisim as they had in those days. The people that were Mamish, Malumet B'nisim. He says, because in those days, Rav Chanina ben Deisa, he said, by him there was no difference between the oil and the vinegar. So it wasn't a chiddush that the vinegar should light. The same way that it's all a nes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu can make it that oil, what do you mean oil is combustible? We have all our teret tzutzim. By him who is pashit, it's ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu that it should light. It's ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu shemen should light. So part of it will also light. And therefore, by him there was no chiddush. It didn't take away his bechira. Mashenkin bezmanenu. If we would see such a thing, a guy puts it in water and he lights it and it just goes. He would never do an aver again for the rest of his life. And he would, a person that sees nisim gluim, so then there's no, then by him it's not a, it takes away from his bechira. And if it takes away from his bechira, so then had the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a matzev that all tzaddikim, they don't have to have parnasa. And all the rishayim, they have to do parnasa. So then they have to invest in themselves. So then a person wouldn't, there would be no bechira, because why go ahead and put yourself into such a matzev where you're going to be forced for the next 60, 70, 80 years to work 10 to 12 hour days of work a day when you could be free from the soul. And some people maybe would rather have it. Yishlayim. It's the story of the Panovich Rav. The Panovich Rav, they came to build the Panovich when he was building Panovich. And they had workers there. And they were using Kindumani. They were using, they came. They were fried. They weren't, I don't know. And they were working. And one day the materials didn't come. So they said, we can't work. But we came here, Lamaisa. We want to get paid. It's your fault that it didn't come. He says, no, stay there. We hired you for today. Go ahead and learn upstairs in Beis Medrash. So he said, no, in that case, we're going home. that's what it takes us to get our parnasa. Then that's the case, we're going home. But if a person sees that everything works out for the tzaddik and the Rashi has all the issues, then it detracts from his bechira. Meila Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it. There's always the tzaddikim that have this reason or that reason or the other reason. And we don't know the reasons, and don't be mahar after it, because then it starts Lashem Elokeinu. But there's always those reasons. But you don't know of how many tzaddikim. First of all, a person doesn't focus on that. He likes to focus on the ones that have the issues. The ones that have the issues. Oh, you see, it's not worth it to be a tzaddik. Well, what does he have from it already? He's such a big tzaddik. You know how much discernment he has. You have nothing sweet. What? You know how much he suffered from it. Who needs it? But everybody has their terrors. Why not to be the big tzaddik? But they don't know how many people. People think about how many people, you pull how many people that they don't have pronounced on, they're able to do it because in a chanami, the mashki themselves and Vedas Hashem, b'chulu. Says, we don't know all these stories. The Eliyahu Navi, right? He was by himself and didn't have any of these reasons. It wasn't for the Rishon, it wasn't for anybody because he was by himself and nobody was there. And in a chanami, the Orvin brought him food every single day. And it's not just the Eliyahu Navi. The story is from the Shemi Emunim writes in his Akhtama. He says the reason why he was writing the story is Pashas, people should realize that in the 20th century there's such a thing like this. Is that it was when he was a bacher, he was by himself, and he was getting weekly or monthly, I think he was getting a stipend, somebody was sending him in the mail. At a certain point, it stopped coming, either the person couldn't give him the money, exactly, and he was boarding by a certain lady, and he had to pay every month. Bekitzer, what happened was, every month, whatever it is, he would open up his wallet, and there'd be money in his wallet. There'd be money in his wallet, push it without getting it sent from anyone else. Kitzer, his landlord, the landlady, started asking him a few months. She realized that he's not getting any envelopes. So where do you have money from? He's not working. He's being mashkiz. Says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm surprised. No, didn't say anything. Till she pressured him one time, and he told the story, and after that it stopped. But he says, I'm writing down the story that people should realize there's such a thing, even in the 20th century, even when, you know, not just Eliyahu Hanavi. It's not just whatever. And there's other people, maybe people don't have such stories like that. They might open up their wallet every month and there's, you know, a few hundred dollar bills inside that nobody put inside unless his wife was so kind to stick it in. But generally you don't have these stories, but there's plenty and plenty and plenty of stories of people that have nisim, mamish. You want to say there's nisim gluim, but very close to nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them out with what they do. And even if we find the tzaddikim that have issues, that doesn't mean that it's not the way that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Soon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of his boys, as they say, and it's worth the effort and the investment for to be over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if there are those that taka suffer, but certainly the reward is much greater than the sevel.